Musicals are deceptively hard to define. A film is not a musical just because someone gets up and sings a song, or steps up and does a little jig. No, just having a musical number in a movie does not make it a musical. Music can turn up anywhere. Sometimes gangsters go to nightclubs and a chorus line dances out, and after doing a little number to set the atmosphere, they disappear or recede into the background. Street singers on the sidewalk can appear in horror films. Marching troops in a combat movie can be singing Over There. All through the 1941 version of the Western Billy the Kid, a character named Pedro plays his guitar and sings. And when the leading lady, Mary Howard, has a birthday party, the entire cast sings. In Captain's Courageous, 1937, in which Spencer Tracy inexplicably plays a Portuguese fisherman, and even more inexplicably wins an Oscar for it, Tracy sings. The idea is that all Portuguese fishermen would naturally sing because, well, because they're Portuguese. Or maybe because they're fishermen, since the whole crew sings shanties while they chop and prepare bait. Their boat is a musical universe, except that the film is not a musical, and neither is Billy the Kid. These films are using songs, but are not presenting music as performance. The musical moments are supposed to be about natural behavior, and as such, they are additions to a level of realism or believability that an audience can recognize. If it's someone's birthday party, we sing Happy Birthday, right? Seamen sing shanties, right? These are seemingly spontaneous musical presentations by characters. The movie is asking a viewer to accept them as real behavior, not musical movie behavior. Spontaneous musical presentation can be stretched pretty far in movies, particularly if a star associated with singing does it. Songs can appear out of the blue. Marlene Dietrich, playing a jewel thief, sits down at a piano somewhere in Spain and calmly warbles a tune designed to seduce Gary Cooper in Frank Borzage's 1936 Desire, and Cooper falls for it. Dietrich is and always was associated with her Blue Angel, falling in love again tactics, which could ruin an innocent man's life, so her prior films and established persona make this single song seem natural. Dietrich even manages to insert a little faux dance. She wears an off-the-shoulder black gown adorned by thin feathers sewn to stand up around her arms. These feathers are set in motion by her hands moving across the piano keys. The feathers do a little hula, sinuously waving at Cooper as if they were tiny fingers beckoning him near. When Dietrich shifts her mood and suddenly begins to play her song at a faster pace, turning it into a jaunty little flirtation, the feathers speed up too. They pep up into a saucy little tap number. Dietrich sings, but also manages to dance through fashion, without ever getting up off the piano bench. Dietrich could pull off musical numbers motivated by fashion excuses like no one else. In Blonde Venus, 1932, also not a musical, although she does play a housewife forced to become a performer to support her family, she comes on stage dressed in an ape suit. To get out of it, she does a show-stopping striptease, tantalizing her on-screen audience by slowly emerging, wearing diamond bracelets, feathers, and a blonde afro wig and singing Hot Voodoo. And the movie is not a musical, nor is she playing a musical performer. It's easy to eliminate movies with natural behavior songs, even dances, from the musical genre, but there are actual musical performances all over the place in movies that aren't supposed to be musicals. In Tarzan's Desert Mystery, 1943, a harem girl sings Bula Bula, the Yale song, to a group of Nazis. In After the Thin Man, 1936, Dorothy McNulty leads a hard-tapping, gyrating chorus line in Song and Dance and also performs the solo Smoke Dreams. McNulty was born as Mariana Dorothy McNulty and appeared in the 1927 Broadway show Good News, as well as the 1930 version and several other films. After she dyed her hair blonde and changed her name to Penny Singleton, she was cast in the long-running Blondie movie series.